Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Anyways, let's go to the line and find out how we've gone from Al Franklin's musical world to the farmer's market at Blueback Square. Say good morning to Scott Franklin. Morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. How you doing? Doing well. Thank you.
Good, good. Now, I got to hang out. Just if you've got a way, I'm getting a little feedback here. Are you on speakerphone? Can you jump onto a tighter phone?
Is that better?
Oh yeah, that's cleaner. Sometimes it, when it comes in here, I don't want people to lose you. So Scott, I understand that. When did the Al Franklin's actually close? What was the, how many years were you guys there over in the at the Civic Center when that was really hopping?
Yeah, the market caught up with us, and there were sound booths and CDs and. Things were changing pretty quickly. We closed our store in 2000, but we still had a store on Greenwich Avenue in Greenwich for another several years after that. And then we closed them up. The record stores are kind of a thing of the past, unfortunately, or were.
Yeah.
But now they're coming back again.
Cassettes are coming back. I just saw in the news the other day, and I still have quite a few. Now we got to get that 8-track, baby. We'll be all set.
I was going to say, when the 8-tracks start coming back, then I'll be satisfied.
Oh man, I get my Monster automatic radio from in my Torino. Anyways, so Scott, you've got some really cool stuff going on, and you've gone off into the world of the farmers market. And I know it's not going to start till the 19th of June, but this weekend, because of Celebrate West Hartford, you got a little preview going on. So what's going to be going on with the farmers market at Blueback?
Well, today is the Celebrate West Hartford event. We've got a booth there to promote our farmers market. The farmers market actually starts this coming Sunday, June 19th, and it's in the town hall parking lot behind the town hall, and it runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
All right, so now where's this stuff coming from? Obviously farmers, but how wide of an area do you draw from, and what kind of things? I think sometimes people don't comprehend that the farmer's market is a lot more than just, you know, a bunch of squash and potatoes.
Well, we searched out far and wide for the best farmers that we could find to fill our market, and we were lucky. There was a farmer's market called the Hillstead Museum Market back in Farmington that was around for several years. And Peggy Hall, who was the promoter of that, is on our board of directors, and she had a great relationship with some farms all over Connecticut. So we have farmers coming from down in Mystic, as far as Mystic, and as close as New Hartford and Bloomfield area.
All right. So
it's just
No, go ahead.
No, it's an all-star list. We've got Barden Farms of New Hartford. We've got Clatter Ridge Farm. We've got the George Hill Farm. We've got Happy Camper Mushrooms. They're coming from all over the place. And the phone keeps on ringing as the word gets out about our event.
Wait a minute. Give me the thing about the mushrooms again.
Happy Camper Mushrooms.
Hey, Matt, they've got Happy Camper Mushrooms that are going to be there. So maybe, you know, you can get the... Okay, I hate to miss Happy Camper... Where's Happy Camper Mushrooms out of again?
They are in the Valley area. They're at Busy Bee Farm in Connecticut. It's a farm that focuses on sustainably grown microgreens. So it's a microgreen type of thing.
Wow, I know.
It also has mushrooms.
I remember out in eastern Connecticut, out in Franklin, that was a big mushroom area down there. And a friend of mine that used to run, it was endless acres of that. Mushrooms are just a huge thing.
It's become a big thing, absolutely.
Now, what about, give us an idea, the hours that it's going to be, and again, how long you're going into the season?
Sure. So we start on June 19th, which is a week from Sunday, a week from tomorrow, and it runs through October 23rd, just before Halloween. Weather permitting, it goes from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And as I said, it's at the Town Hall parking lot outside behind the West Hartford Town Hall, where the events are held this weekend as well. And there's free parking for everybody. There's no parking on the streets or in the outdoor parking lots of West Hartford on Sundays.
Well, I think it's awesome that you're able to get a little preview out this, but most importantly, that you're going to be able to do it, you know, through the whole summer and then into October, because it always varies a little bit, too, from week to week. You don't know. It's never the same stuff, right?
Right, and we'll go, you know, if it's raining slightly, we'll still do it. If it's a monsoon, we'll probably reschedule. We're hoping for good Sundays all the way through October.
All right, and a quick thing about Celebrate West Hartford, as long as I got you here, it's such a big thing. Can you give us a quick little plug for that?
Well, you know, it's West Hartford's signature event. It's been going on, I think this is the 25th anniversary. They missed a couple of years because of COVID, but they're back with a vengeance. I've been watching all week as the booths have been going up, and it is a beautiful event with craft shows and food and rides for the kids and just a real great way to bring your kids out and enjoy the day.
All right. Now, Scott, this has been fine and dandy, and I appreciate everything that you're doing down there, and we're excited about the positive stuff going on. But at some point, I want to bring you into the studio, and let's talk about those days of the record store. And, you know, I think that would be great. I could probably get Marshall Grossman to come along or at least phone in, and he could talk about Marty's. And I might probably can find somebody from LaSalle Music. What I mean, I love that kind of stuff. So let's get you back for that, okay?
It sounds great. I'd love to.
Oh, you blew my mind when you said that. I just thought the world of your dad and the whole operation down there. That was absolutely fantastic. All right, so let's do that the next time, okay?
Thank you very much.
You got it, Scott. Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. We'll be right back.